City. You can also catch them on livepodcast.fm, especially if you want to hear what we have been talking about this show. If you'd like to catch up on the interview that I had with Zach Van Heerden, an exercise physiologist, it will be there. The podcast of myself and John Robbie talking everything rugby championships that happened this weekend, also on livepodcast.fm or on 702.co.za or on capetalk.co.za under the Sports Talk banner. You'll be able to find all of those podcasts, and we can keep this conversation going even when I'm not there. And I always do appreciate whatever comments you might have for me, even if it's after the show, on social media at Buhle Matulini. I am always available, and I always try to engage you on those various platforms. Whatever platform you contact me on, I will most certainly try to make that conversation happen. Right, we're moving on. It is the final interview of the show. It's really flown by, another Sunday, and we've saved the best for last. It is Women's Month, and we have a phenomenal woman. I have a phenomenal woman sitting right in front of me, and it's such a pleasure having her in studio. Her name is Marie-Lise Lombard, and the reason why she's phenomenal is because she's a mini cricket coach, but that's not only why she's phenomenal. She is the mini cricket coach, KFC mini cricket coach of the year. And it's not females and males separated. No, it is of the year, whether it's, all in all. Marie-Lise, congratulations on your great achievement. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Thank you very much. What a privilege to be here.
Absolute privilege having you in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, this lady is creating the Proteas of the future. You need to understand exactly who I'm sitting with right now. How did you get into cricket coaching?
Well, about 13 years ago, I started teaching. And one day, the one coach said to me, I'm going to involve you with the mini cricket.
Mm.
And got thrown into mini cricket. And I thought, oh my word, what am I going to do? I don't know anything about cricket.
Yeah.
Standing on the field, not knowing anything. And within that first week, I absolutely fell in love with the sport.
Mm.
It was so amazing. And it just became a passion of mine. And I'm still here 13 years later.
13 years later, you're leading the other mini cricket coaches in the country, which is absolutely phenomenal. How did you get involved with mini cricket, though?
Mini cricket, it's actually 10 years now that I have... we were selected to take over our region's mini cricket coordination.
Mm.
And me and the one lady from my school decided we will be the one. So we put up our hand and say, listen, we want to take over the mini cricket from the area, from the men, and put a little bit of lady flavor into the KFC mini cricket. And that's also the year that KFC came on board with mini cricket. So that was an awesome year.
Mm.
And we started coordinating the schools in our area. And from there, the schools in our area went from strength to strength. And we've got about 23 schools playing KFC mini cricket, which is absolutely awesome.
So which school do you coach?
I'm at Maragon Raimsig. We're a private school in Roodepoort.
And how has the season gone for you guys? Is it still in season?
Yes, we just started.
Okay.
So we played our first matches. Mm-hmm. And this coming Saturday, I have my school's festival with the KFC Mini Cricket.
And what does the school's festival entail?
Well, a lot of organizing.
For you, that is.
For me, that is, yes. So it's the 10th year that we actually have a KFC Mini Cricket Festival at the school, which is absolutely awesome. Getting as many kids that we can on a sports field and playing KFC mini cricket at the same time, which is something unbelievable to see. We went in 10 years from very cold mornings to mornings that you couldn't see the other side of the field. Two mornings which were just beautiful. About 30 odd fields that we usually put up.
Yeah.
And then 8 kids playing and 8 kids fielding and batting. So, it's something phenomenal to see.
Where did your love for sport in general start? And what are your other favorite sporting codes, if you have any?
To be very honest, they always say those who can't do teach.
Yeah.
I did everything at school, wasn't good at anything. But when I started teaching, it just came absolutely natural. I love the mini netball.
Yeah.
Which is also one of my other sporting codes that I coach.
Less prominent. We don't really hear of mini netball.
No, not really. It is big because we've got hundreds and thousands of little ones playing mini netball.
Mm.
But you don't hear about it that much.
Yeah.
It's more the up because I think if you look at the netball that did so well this year, that you only hear of it when something awesome happens.
Yeah.
So I really hope in the future that mini netball will become as big as the mini crickets.
Yeah.
Because that is where our little stars are actually born.
And it starts, as you're saying, the little stars are born right there. And you guys are the ones who are bringing them, giving them birth, giving them life. It must be something so beautiful and heartwarming for you to see. I mean, these little kids, you know, they come out and they're so serious. They take themselves so serious, which is what I love about children for things like this. You must just absolutely love it.
You know what? When I also coach the under sixes. So I have my original team that's under eight.
Yeah.
But I also help with the under sixes. And to see those little ones who knows absolutely nothing to stand there and this is all they want to do.
Yeah.
And when they watch the TV, we had the privilege at our school to be at one of the, to be one of the guard of honors with the Proteas Australia the one year. And if you look at those little faces, just watching their heroes, then you think, I wish I could make one of you a Protea one day, which will probably come in the future, which we hope will. But it is just phenomenal to see those little faces looking up at their heroes, and they would just like to become one of those.
And you say you started a couple of years ago, a number of years ago, actually. And outside we were talking, and you said you've got a couple of learners who have now progressed through the years. And tell me, do you have someone who you think, or a few of them who you think, yeah, they definitely have something special in them?
There is one little boy that I'm hoping to see someday. But yeah, we must see. There's a few of them coming through the mini cricket that is just doing a very good job where they are with the seniors.
Yeah.
But you, as a mini cricket coach, you kind of lose touch with the bigger kids when they start playing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that they forget you always, because they see you now and again and come and give a hug and so on. But you don't always see them playing the big crickets.
Yeah.
Now and again you see them and then you think, I was involved there.
Yeah,
and hopefully they will become big stars.
And also, I mean, you know, your teachers always, because you go through so many kids, you can't remember everybody, but you'll always remember your teachers. So they will never forget you.
That's very true.
And that is the beautiful thing, is that these kids will never forget you. I mean, that is a fantastic feeling to know that you're playing such an important role in such a young life.
And no, very true. I mean, we make or break those little ones.
Yeah.
And I think if you can make the sport that you love and instill that love in the little ones, then they will go throughout their lives. I mean, even if they don't play cricket as a professional sport, that little one might become that dad that shows his little one how to play mini cricket. And it's an important role that we play as teachers.
What has been your toughest challenge from the moment you started with mini cricket?
It's those little ones that you have to take who has no coordination at all. But then you take them and you show them something and they develop from there. So I think that's the toughest one, to have those little ones and build them and make sure that you don't lose them when they grow up.
How do you even begin? So say I have a little one at home and, you know, they maybe show a bit of an interest, but I can see that, my child just can't catch or throw. Do you have maybe some tips for a parent who might be listening saying, I'd like to develop a little sports star?
Oh, throwing and catching. Throwing and catching, playing with a ball, I think that's the most important thing.
Mm.
We see so many kids that really actually don't get in touch with balls at home, that the only time that they actually play with a ball is at school.
So any ball, tennis
ball, cricket ball, rugby ball. Mm. I always tell my little ones, I joke with them and I say, even if you've got an orange at home, it's a round thing that you can throw.
Yes, mommy might not be so happy.
Yeah. But it's all about just throwing and catching, because the hand-eye coordination is so important, but not only in sport, in their day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
The hand-eye coordination, if you can get that right, then you've got a little star in the making.
I mean, I remember when I started working on my hand-eye coordination, I broke a lot of windows. So that might be something that they'll have to look out for
home. Definitely.
But it's amazing. And what has been your proudest moment so far as a KFC mini cricket coach?
Oh, I must say, to be very honest, this is now my second award for the year.
Yeah,
I was also chosen. Yes.
Wow, overachiever.
I was also chosen as Gauteng's mini KFC mini cricket coordinator for the year,
yeah,
above this coach of the year.
Yeah.
So I must say, this year has been just, yeah, I think my proudest moment, to know that I've put in years and years of hard work and stand here,
yeah,
and have all these little ones go through my hands, and I know I've achieved something.
And how do they select the coach specifically?
I think there's a few coaches that come through the system that they obviously, you fill in a little form,
yeah,
and your coordinator of your region would go through that form and they would submit it to Cricket South Africa. And I think that's where how they get to choose the specific coach of the year.
So I just want to understand this. Are you nominated by,
yes,
a few coaches?
Yes.
And they,
so
will,
you basically,
yeah,
get nominated by someone that thinks you are worth it.
Mm.
And then, like I say, they fill in a form,
yeah,
to say specifically why they nominate you and what you've achieved in your area or in your school as the coach. And then they send it through to your regional coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And then he then selects, I'm sure, a few of them.
Yeah.
And then sends it through to Cricket South Africa.
And then Cricket South Africa,
yes,
they have their own,
yes,
criteria that they use, and they ended up with you.
Yes.
Which is phenomenal. And this is countrywide?
Yes, it's countrywide. We,
wow,
had the national seminar a few, actually month and a half back,
yeah,
where we had so many coaches from all over South Africa sitting there,
yeah,
and having the privilege to meet all of them is just, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So having the chance to talk to other coaches from other regions,
yeah,
is phenomenal.
Do you think that this could be the start of a bigger career? Do you dream of the green and gold in coaching?
I wouldn't say going up there so much,
mm,
but I think the important work that I do with the little ones is more important than,
mm,
going higher. But I do hope that one of the aims that I do have for this year is to actually do my facilitator's course so I can start coaching the coaches.
Oh, okay,
so
yes.
So that's one of the things that I would really love to do.
I mean, then you know you're a real expert when you're coaching the experts themselves.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And I want to ask about the training that you have received to get to this point, because, you know, it's all well and good having coaches, but who know things that they've picked up along the way, but where did you get your training from, and how do you know that it works?
So I must say, I have a mentor. His name is Gift Mate.
Mm.
He works for Cricket South Africa now.
Okay.
But back then he worked for Gauteng Cricket.
Yeah.
And he actually coached me. He showed me the basics of coaching. And from there on, I still have contact with him.
Yeah.
Whenever I have a question, I just SMS him and ask. But I also did my level one cricket course.
Yeah.
At one stage, I actually did want to coach higher up.
Yeah.
But then I saw just the important work that I did with the minis, talking to other coaches, coaching the senior cricket.
Mm.
And I just decided to stay where I am.
And
so I've got my mini cricket, all my mini cricket levels,
yeah,
and then my level one.
Well, level one would allow you to coach what age group?
So that would be all ages for primary school.
Okay. Okay, and what are the oldest kids that you're coaching in mini cricket? Nine.
Mini cricket is up into under eight, and then now and again, if they do need help, I help with the senior cricket.
Okay. Have you seen any really special boys this year?
Of course. There's a lot of them coming,
yeah,
through.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes open.
And special girls.
Girls, oh, definitely.
Mm.
We've got, I think girls are growing, especially in our region. I see a lot of girls coming through.
Mm.
It's getting bigger and bigger that the girls are getting involved in cricket, and
yeah,
that is so awesome.
Mm.
That not only the boys get seen now, but the,
yeah,
girls also.
Do the boys and the girls ever get a chance to go and watch the Protea women play, or do they get a chance to ever be made privy to the fact that the Protea women are also a pride of the nation? They're also a national team. They're a team that we can look up to. And how do we separate that as well? That disconnect, you know, everybody holds the men's proteas in such high regard, and then the women's proteas like, oh, by the way, we also have this team. How do we separate that?
You know what? I think with the girls coming through in the mini cricket, we as teachers try to tell them that, listen, there's a women's side too. There's more to life than just being a boy.
Yeah.
There's actually women playing cricket also.
Yeah.
And we try and encourage them to look at the women's side also when they actually play on the TV, especially the girls.
Yeah.
But obviously there's a lot of things that need to happen for the girls to get a little bit more in contact with the ladies' cricket.
There is quite a lot that does need to happen, and we're hoping that Cricket South Africa and the relevant people are listening, the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture and Recreation, and so forth. Now, in terms of your season, you said it's just gotten underway. How much longer is it? And can just regular people come and watch KFC Mini Cricket? How do we support? How do we get involved with what you do?
Oh, of course. Anyone can come and watch. Like I said, we've got a mini cricket festival at Maragon Raemsig next weekend.
Yeah.
There's a few schools attending, actually. And then we've got our regional festival on the 31st of August. And so far, the venue is Hoërskool Florida.
Yeah.
That's in Florida. So that's the huge one to look out for. But anyone can come and support. Our season has just started with our first matches. And then we usually end the last week in September, beginning of October.
And the season is nationwide, even in Cape Town, Durban, all of that. It's all concurrently running.
No.
Okay.
We've got every region has got their own season, basically, in specific terms.
Yeah.
So some of them will play first and fourth term. Some of them will play second term. And we specifically are now third term.
Okay. Marie-Lise Lombard, ladies and gentlemen, she is the cricket coach, KFC Mini Cricket Coach of the Year. What a phenomenal woman she is. Thank you so much for coming into studio. It's been such a pleasure to be honored by your presence.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that brings us to the end of the show. It's been a fantastic one. Thank you if you have been tuning in. If you've just tuned in, we will have a few of our interviews on live podcast.